Hey y'all, hey, this is Dr. O here for another episode of Dr. O After Dark. And tonight I am joined by my boy, Grammy nominated, father, artist, producer, and host, Sick Flow.
What up, y'all?
Thank you so much for joining us on tonight.
Had to be here.
Good.
It was a calling on my life.
It
just happened. You know what I mean? Like, this is where you're supposed to be.
All right.
So, boom.
So, let's get into it then.
Let's go.
All right. So, we're going to talk a whole lot about what you're doing and who you are and what you got going on and letting everybody know. And we're going to get into how all that ties into just everyday mental health.
Gotcha.
And how you're doing, you know, with that and you're influenced by that and or not. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into you telling us, everybody, who is Sick Flow?
Ooh, Sick Flow. I should say the streets call me legend. I've been around for a minute, for a long time.
The streets call him legend, y'all.
I've been an artist, like a rapper, a producer. Started back in early 2000s.
Okay.
But my pen hit the paper like in the 90s.
Okay.
So I started getting, you know, like I knew what I was doing by 2000.
All right. So are you originally from
Baltimore?
You're originally from Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah.
When did you relocate out
96,
to?
96, 97.
96, 97. Okay. So you started your music kind of career and things like
in
that?
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore. And then?
Got to practice there. Came down here. That's when the kind of like the battle rap scene was just kind of like developing.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got a taste of it early before it got advanced the way it is right now.
Okay.
So I was coming down here doing competitions.
Okay.
And I would, you know, get to another level, go back home, got to come back for semifinals, you know, back and forth.
Okay.
Then I wind up being here, staying here, you know,
okay.
Cause my kid's mom, she moved here with the kids. So I wasn't going, you know, I had to be where my boys were.
Okay, how old are your boys?
Y'all really want to know how old my boys are? My boys older than me. My oldest is 31 now. I mean, you know. Yeah. So,
I mean,
yeah.
I was trying to do the math in my head, like from the 90s and 2000s and stuff like that, but I was not prepared for
a
31 year old.
Yeah.
Okay, and the others?
We looking at 28 and 25, you know.
Okay.
They up there.
Now y'all see.
They grown.
Y'all see father here.
They grown.
Y'all see father here. Sick Flow, educated, grown man. But he got a lady. So y'all stay out his DM. But them boys, they old enough. Now they single, that 31-year-old. I mean, as they say, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. So,
you see the oldest he gonna have, his girl right there all the time. She on tour with him.
X-nay on the oldest. Maybe y'all may have two more. Maybe.
The middle one, he travels with his girl too. They in a group called the Lion's Den.
The Lion's Den?
Yeah, they nice. Like, they real nice. Like, they rap and dance.
Oh, okay. That sounded something sensual, though. I thought it was like the Lion's Den.
Well, he's a Leo, so he puts a lot of emphasis on
Leo. Okay. Rap, dance.
Yeah.
So shout out to the boys. And what's baby boy doing?
No, so the other is a girl, and she's a teacher.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's a teacher.
I thought it said three sons, but
she's
a teacher.
She teaches at a private school, you know, for, you know, like nursery private school.
Okay. Is she single?
She loves the kids. I don't even want
her to.
We don't want to get to talking about
See, now, that's a whole other story because now it switched from talking about the boys and they ladies. Right. Now it goes from father talking about my daughter.
I can't find her online
and,
anymore.
Nah, y'all.
She don't even go online like that.
Even if she did, he wouldn't let her.
You know.
He wouldn't let, he know he's the gatekeeper for his daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell us about this Grammy that she got nominated.
So I was working on a project long ago with a crew of people. I remember Mr. Danny Wilson asked me to be on a project with Curtis Blow.
Okay.
And that particular project got nominated for a Grammy, and I found out about it so many years later. I was just out doing photography because I do photography as well. And I'm shooting, you know, and the guy comes up, he's like, Flo, hey man, I meant to tell you, you know, did you know that you were nominated for a Grammy? Like, puzzled, like, really? Like, why I'm just finding out about this, like, 5-6 years later.
Wow.
Because I would have been using that on my resume.
Yeah, Grammy nominee.
You know.
But, you can use it now?
I use it now. Yeah.
What but with Curtis Blow?
Curtis Blow. I've worked with a lot of the legends from Curtis Blow to Kid & Play. I'm currently working with Onyx, Fredro Starr, and Sticky Fingers. I've been on their last 6 albums.
Okay. Like Onyx. Like from like Salt and Pepper.
Take, like if I take my hat
that
off,
was,
then you'll be
that
like,
was
oh,
like,
Onyx. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You speaking my that's back in my generation. Hey, these new folks, they don't know nothing about Onyx.
Yeah, I'm a part of the crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, what maybe are some of the challenges that you may have seen or even struggled with in just being in this environment, in this music industry? I know when we look in a lot of the arts and entertainment, we can look at now and we can, I was talking to a colleague not too long ago about Tyrese and the episode on the Breakfast Club and how he, you know, was going through with his mental health issues. And then we can look at and we can talk about Kanye and, you know, his mental health issues. And there's a plethora of, you know, people that we see struggling and or not, from Nicki Minaj and her husband to whatever else, you know, the case may be. And these are just the ones that are things that we know about or are exposed to. Can you share, you know, maybe some of your experiences?
I think my biggest struggle in the beginning was being a father and being an artist.
Okay.
Because I'm chasing a dream and it's like, but I have these children here. So it was kind of like, how do I balance that out? So that was a big struggle for me because I had to move around a whole lot. On the beginning, I took them with me to everything.
Wow.
You know, but then as I started to progress and get more popular and get more bookings, I was gone. Like, we literally was booked 250 something days out of a year for 7 years. So I wasn't around. You know, in the beginning, you know, when they were growing 2, 3, 4 years old.
Yeah, but when school and they got any stability and everything else like that, then
it got tough because what it looks like when you're, especially with, you know, during that season, there was a divorce. So, and that was by me really running after this dream and this purpose. Like, I can't shake my purpose.
Got it.
You know, so it was like, well, what are you going to choose? So it's looking like, hey, I chose this over that. You know, and that's how my kids growing up was like, oh, what's up with that? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, but it was something that I couldn't break away from. It's like I had to follow this thing because it was pulling me and pulling me and pulling me. And in the way I thought, I'll always be able to swing back around to them, not knowing being absent was hurting them a lot. So I don't think until like these past couple of years, we've all bonded and gotten closer. Everything that we can do to make sure we spend holidays together, birthdays together, things like that. We push to make sure that that's something that we do, you know, because that's therapeutic for all of us to be around each other, you know, and continue to build family.
Okay.
It was difficult, though.
Yeah. Do you and your children, do you guys kind of talk about that now?
We get
together. Like how that impacted them or what their experience was like without them having you around?
It's in spurts, and it's always individually. You know what I mean? Like, I could be with the oldest and we could just be riding to the airport and we'll talk. I could be with the middle and we talk a lot, you know, about everything. And then with my baby girl, she's pretty spoiled. So it's kind of different with her because she feels like I want all the attention, you know.
Understood.
But we talk about it. We've had a couple of family, you know, let us all get together.
Yeah.
But because everybody's so gone, it only happens on holidays now.
Okay. Well, I ask because what we talk about and what we deal a lot with is what's considered as developmental trauma. And these are things that happen during our developmental stages that we often, maybe as adults, maybe at the age now, that you may have negated the impact on how they it affected you as a child. Mm-hmm. So when I hear the divorce and I hear that the you wasn't around, so what those signify to me coming from your children is a sense of maybe abandonment, mm-hmm. feeling unloved, you know, and all these things when they happen in a, you know, in a child, it kind of freezes them at that point and can impact them throughout the remainder of their lives unless, you know, they address those things. Can that be something that you could say that you guys have discussed or talked about or have experienced?
Well, because of our professions, like because my boys are in music as well, mm-hmm. my oldest, he has a therapist.
Okay.
And my middle, more like his therapist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've always been around, I've literally been around a plethora of some of the greatest men and women in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the top always leaders. You know, so I never had to run to have a therapist because I'm around some wise people. I've always been around mm-hmm. wise counsel. So, and I would get called to sit with people. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, one day I just wind up being on a set, kind of like how this happened. And I meet Miles Monroe before he passed.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sitting with Dr. Miles Monroe, and he's just like pouring into me because he's looking at me like, well, this isn't by chance that you're sitting with me today.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just us.
Yeah.
You know, he put his phone on silent. Once somebody called him, he was like, hey, I'm in a meeting.
Oh, my God.
And he just poured into me. So it's like I've always been in situations like that from Dr. Miles Monroe. Play from Kid and Play is one of my, you know, closest friends. He's like,
so you gonna get play on Dr. O After Dark?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll send the shout, you know, so you make it, you know, you gotta sit. He's a very wise guy, you know. So I've always been around people that have been like very influential in my walking and my music career and all of that. So I didn't have to venture out to say, hey, I need help from somebody. Because music has been very therapeutic to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can go somewhere, sit, listen to music, or watch a movie, and I'll walk out with a whole different perspective. So it's just my makeup that helps me to be able to move the way that I move. And I haven't really personally been through a lot of trauma, I say, outside of, you know, having the thoughts of, man, I wish I was there all of those years for them when I was going here and going there. And if I could... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like I'm more available at any time. It's like it doesn't matter if I'm super busy now. And if one of them call, I'm picking the phone up. You know what I mean? So it's just different. But I know my oldest, he's shared with me, you know, how close he is with his therapist and how his therapist helped him. And he does a lot of things for, you know, the community with mental health and everything. He has, can't remember, it's a thing called Mindset on iTunes, I believe. And you could actually go and listen to, you know, some of the things that he's, you know, been through and how he's come out of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need it. What's your son's name, Otis, again?
I'm Black, and it's 6LACK.
Black, we need you on Dr. O After Dark as well. So come on. Your daddy said you need to be here. You and your lady, because we ain't going to forget her, because we know she don't go nowhere without you. So no, definitely. But one of the things that you did raise up that I want to kind of get back to is that for you, music is your therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be the fact for a lot of us. In fact, you know, one of the things that my clients know about me is that Dr. O always going to tie something back into music. You know, I have this one client who was telling me about, you know, they had a multiple personality disorder and how they felt like, you know, they would get trapped by trauma and, you know, it would come up and it would be like trauma time.
Mm.
So trauma time, hammer time.
Right.
What that rain, that's all I heard. I was right. Trauma time, don't stop, trauma time. So every time we had an episode, she was like, don't stop, trauma time. And she's like a 20-year-old, don't know nothing really about hammer. There's another time where we're, you know, talking with the client and, you know, he was struggling with something. I said, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like you know, it sounds like control. And I'm
wow.
in the session. And he's like,
wow, that's a music hit.
Control.
Music hit
he's like, no, did you just pull out Jan? And yes. Right. So they know that, you know, between my TikTok, the dancing doc, y'all check it out. music is always a part. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what would be on your mental health playlist?
First person outside of my children, you know, and it's not like I'm biased, you know what I mean? But you know, I always have Black and I-47 on my, you know, on my playlist. Just hearing them and knowing that they are a part of me does a lot for me.
Okay.
But other voices and other tones and frequencies, one of the tops, I would say Tim's and Coffee. I love their tones, you know.
Nice.
I'm big into the reggae and dance hall. Tim's voice, I used to go to sleep listening to Tim's voice.
Wow.
You know? Tim's, Coffee. I have a friend, his name is T. Hattie. He's cousin to Dietrich Hatton.
Okay.
T. Hattie is another one, like those frequencies, like Janae Aiko.
Yes, another one,
because she's so deep. Like, I don't think a lot of people really know what level she's on, but a lot of artists get their whole flavor from Janae.
They do, I believe so.
And they don't even give her her props like that. But then if I'm switching over and I just need to, you know, hear something a little bit, you know, get me in that let me go work out type of mode,
mm-hmm.
I'm still a huge Busta fan, you know, because Busta don't get old to me. You know, he stays in the pocket no matter, you know.
He don't age neither.
Yeah,
have you?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the legends just don't.
They don't. I need some of the water that LL and Busta and Missy. I seen a clip with Missy the other day, and I'm like, who is this?
Right, looking good, right?
Jeez.
Looking younger.
Yes, it's reversing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And to see them actually also coming back out
right. With
music, it is about time because, yeah, the new age is, you know. I'm still.
It's about to be balanced. It's about to be balanced.
That's it. That's all I needed. Just a little bit of balance. But sometimes they be talking about people, and I be like, who?
Right,
what?
Right. Yeah.
Who's that?
It's about to be balanced.
Some red person done did something about some.
You know, no shade on none of the new artists.
It's just not. I'm still old school. I listen to the way that I know things is for the most is if I'm driving in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
Mm. Okay.
So all the other stuff that kind of come out when they're like, oh, and I'm like, no, that they hear from iTunes, Spotify, this, that, underground, until it comes onto the radio, mainstream, I'd be like, no, I don't want, do you know about this person, that person? I'll Google. Oh, okay.
Right.
But that's
I don't want to say semi, we in a ratchet era. You know?
Yeah, there's no semi to it.
Right, we in a ratchet era.
But there's a time and place for that, because sometimes you know get a little bit ratchet, you know.
The industry works in a certain way, you know, when it comes to what they want the public to hear. It's a program, you know. We definitely live in a matrix, you know. So they're gonna push what they want people to hear, even if whether if it's good or not, they're gonna push it, you know.
Absolutely. So one thing that I always ask my clients when they're going through is that fucking playlist.
Mm.
That playlist that helps you get through that mental health day that you're struggling when you like, mine is fucking mother niggas, I'm down for my niggas, fucking mother.
You already know I'm gonna put some Onyx on.
You know, bitch better have my money. But you know, all of them are on my fucking playlist. So.
Go back to some X, put, you know, put some X on there.
Yeah,
you know,
number one, yes, yes.
Yeah, I mean, those some classics right there. I was the other day, just all of a sudden in my mind, I just thought, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. I'm like, word, where that come from? You know, that X-Spirit still flying around here.
When you listen, for me, because when that song came out, I was younger. And now as an older adult in my 40s, and I hear it and going through some things in life, I'm like, man, where the X at?
Right.
where that X? Because y'all about to make me lose my mind.
That's real.
Well, it has been such a pleasure having you on today. What do you want to close out? Anybody or anything you want to say to end us out?
Let's see. First, I'm honored. You know, I'm honored. I'm thankful for the invite, very grateful. I am going to be, you know, just basking in this, you know, this the presence of this opportunity. I do have an album coming out. It's coming soon, a product of 1252. It's going to be accompanied with a documentary and a book, you know.
Oh, so, wow. And yeah, when do we, like, should it, do we have a release date
December
yet?
Is going to be the music part.
Okay.
Summertime will be the book part.
Okay.
And then towards the end of the year, the documentary.
Okay. And give us the name of that again.
A product of 1252.
A product of 1252.
Yeah. I grew up, you know, the place was, it was a town home, 1252 Kitmore Road. And people always used to, I used to hear, you know, you're a product of your environment. I learned everything about hip hop at 1252. I learned everything about just being, you know, the person that I am, you know, just from my parents to the neighborhood, you know, so I grabbed everything from that, you know, and maneuvered through life without seeing what I saw, because just being alive right now and coming from Baltimore is like a good thing.
No, exactly. And we didn't even, I would love to have you back once, you know, maybe once you get the book out and things like that, because that is another whole aspect that I wanted to get into. Time does not permit, but as we're talking about and getting into like developmental trauma and things like that, come on now, we know what it's like in Baltimore, unless you were raised in the Baltimore. No, most of us.
Yeah, it's a different.
You know, there's a whole lot of difference. And so when we talk about low socioeconomic status, poverty, crime, you know, all these things, a lot of them that influence music and hip hop.
Right.
But how is that impacting us in a traumatic way, and how it shapes how we view the world and life and things like that? So y'all make sure that y'all check him out. Check out that album. Check out Black.
Mm-hmm. 47, you know, and we out here. Them
the Lion's Den. Check out the boys. Y'all get your little child in the preschool with the daughter. With his daughter, we gonna support all the family, all right? So thank you so much again. Where is your social media where they can find you and follow you?
Sick Flow 100 Mad. It's no W on the flow. SICKFLO 100MAD. That's that Onyx umbrella, 100 Mad. So I'm out here, y'all. Y'all can follow me. You can find me. Just Google Sick Flow. You'll find me. I'm all over.
Google me, B. That's what he said. Google me.
That's right.